Let us now try to ask the Lord and ask for his indispensable blessing. A merciful, gracious, and all-sufficient Lord, faithful art thou, and faithful shalt thou remain. It is in the evening time of the Sabbath day that we may gather in thy house for the second time. Thou dost yet assemble us together. Lord, that privilege is so great. That privilege is so merciful, granted unto us undeserved. But, O Lord, if we have known the way, and we have not walked in it, then so much more shall be required of us. For we shall have to give an account of all the dealings thou hast had with our soul, in bringing us thy word, in pursuing us with thy truth, time and again knocking on the door of our heart. Our Lord, also in these days, the mornings and the callings are not missing, not in the congregation, not also round about us, in the families and other congregations. Lord, and we hear of so much sickness among children, grandchildren, little ones, mothers, and also others. Lord, we have heard also of those in families that are approaching death, and time and again the calling comes, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die. O, wilt thou remember all those that are sick at homes and in the hospitals? And wilt thou yet revive, heal, and strengthen? Lord, spare yet those lives, but wilt thou also grant that it may become sanctified callings also in the midst of the various congregations? Lord, thou speakest yet, but who has ears to hear, and who has a heart to observe? O, except thou wilt give it unto us and quicken us, Lord, and we go onward in our way, and that by nature is upon the broad way, and it leads to destruction, but yet it is not there. The time of grace has still been extended, and also tonight thy word comes to us. Lord, bless it then, for children, for older ones, for those who are strong and those who are weak. Lord, those who are handicapped, who are healthy, who otherwise have difficulties and burdens to bear, but remember us yet in grace and in compassion. Lord, and we bring before thee the entire congregation once more. There is a wife and mother, a grandmother, who shall have surgery on the day of tomorrow. Lord, wilt thou then guide the hand of the physician? Wilt thou bless the care? May it be also for the betterment of her health here below, that she shall be able to walk better. But Lord, the greatest wonder would be if she would be enabled to walk in the way of thy statutes, that she would be given also as that man who could no longer walk and who was at the gate called Beautiful. And by the wonder of G, thou didst raise him up, and he went leaping into the temple. Lord, wilt thou then give it spiritually in her heart and care for her? Be then with each and every one. Lord, thou knowest of sickness, of burdens and cares, but remembered and in grace. We ask thee, Lord, visit thy Zion over the length and breadth of this earth. Instruct the student. Help him, Lord, and grant also in these final weeks before the examination shall take place that he receives thy help and thy instruction. Lord, give an increase in laborers in thy favor. Lord, we lay it before thee, lest we be troubled by those that have no calling and that seek to enter in. But Lord, thou art able, as the only watchman, to keep us in safety, but then instead to gladden us with thy doings, that thy word would yet prevail. Lord, we have not deserved anything, but do it for thy name's sake. Work yet among Jew and Gentile. Work yet in the midst of the nation also. Whereas in this week the votes must be cast. And Lord, then thy word tells it, the lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposal thereof is of thee. Lord, we have not deserved anything, except thou wilt punish us, except thou wilt chastise us, except thou wilt bring us even further into foolishness and sin. But wilt thou yet remember us in mercy, and grant us those to rule us who have the fear of thy name in their heart. But looking round about, Lord, and we must say, who shall be there? But Lord, thou art able to do wonders. Thou art able also in an outward way, that there may be some acknowledgement of thy laws and testimonies. But what expectation can we have, O Lord? For we have set thee aside. Thy law does not hold any more. Thy word and testimony are trampled upon. Unbelief and self and pleasure sits upon the throne. Sin is no longer regarded as sin. Oh, we are hastening unto the end. But Lord, wilt thou yet show us thy mercy? Wilt thou remember us also with labor, with travel, with all these things? And Lord, wilt thou then provide? We lay before thee the school, with all the needs and all the wants. Oh, that it may be pleasing unto thee to help and strengthen the school board. Give wisdom, give light, give discernment, give prayer, give dependence. Be then with those who instruct, and strengthen all in the various duties, encourage them. And Lord, give a blessing also in the hearts of all the students, that they also may seek to pray and ask, Lord, give me an obedient heart. Give me a converted heart. Give me a heart that will be diligent to seek thee and thy commandments. Lord, remember then also for the unknown future. Oh, wilt thou yet bind upon the heart the needs of the school, but also in other places, that it may please thee, Lord, to grant those that have grace and gifts from thee to instruct the children in the aforesaid doctrine and in what is profitable for this life. Look upon us, Lord, in this day, in this evening. There are so many reasons that thou shouldest pass us by. But wilt thou now remember yet the poor and give the poor a portion of bread in this evening? Those who are needy, those who are helpless, those who are hopeless. Oh, that thou wouldest then instruct us from thy testimony. Speak thou in the heart. Lord, remember then converted and unconverted, gladden yet in this evening. If there are things that we do forget, Lord, wilt thou not forget it, but wilt thou yet visit us in mercy and in compassion. Help us, Lord, by renewal, we ask it. Oh, thou art a faithful and surprising God, time and again. But that it may be to the honor of thy name, to the conversion of sinners, to the edifying and building up of the holy faith in the hearts of thy people. Lord, care for us and gladden that at the end of the evening we may yet say that all things shall redound unto thy glory and that it was good to be in thy house. O Lord, we ask it. For Jesus' sake alone we pray. Amen.